بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا انتعل أحدكم فليبدأ باليمنى، وإذا نزع فليبدأ بالشمال، لتكون اليمنى أولهما تنعل وآخرهما تنزع. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any one of you wears shoes, he should begin with the right foot, and when he removes them, he should begin with the left foot, so that the right foot is the first to be worn and the last to be removed. We're doing the chapter on the preferability, the desirability of doing all things of honor, all things of cleanliness, all things that are desirable, doing it with the right hand, and those things that are less honorable, those things that are dirty, those things that are not so clean, using the left hand, and also entering those places, etc., with the left foot. Here we are explaining about, the hadith is explaining specifically about how a shoes should be worn. So, muhaddithin, as we see, that they'll bring a certain chapter. This is the chapter that they brought, the long chapter that we are doing all these days, explaining the desirability, the preferability of beginning with the right in all different matters. And that when it is desirable to begin with the left or to enter with the left, then that becomes the chapter heading. Now, under that, the proof for that was ayat of the Quran. We did these two ayat of the Quran, that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be given his book of deeds. A good person will be given the book of deeds in the right hand. So this is an indication that the right hand is used for good things. And now under that, these different ahadith are brought, showing that specifically Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about these things. It's not that a chapter is just brought and there's no substantiation for it. This substantiation is there. The other ayat of the Quran we did, Ashabul Maymanati ma Ashabul Maymana. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah Ta'ala says, the people of the right, how excellent are the people of the right. And the people of the left, meaning the people of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how wretched are the people of the left. Anyway, this hadith is telling us, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you wear your shoes. I was explaining that our ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, his mother used to be very, very careful, that she would make it a point of looking at the children when they're wearing the shoes. If anyone wore the shoes the wrong way, in other words, wore the shoe wearing the left shoe first, immediately she would correct that child, make the child take out the shoe and put the right foot first, to train them that these acts of sunnah are not small acts. They are very big acts. As I explained, in the life of Sahaba, for them it was faraz. So long as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, we had to do it. In our time now, it has been classified, characterized, that this is mustahab, this is sunnat, this is sunnati mu'akkada, this is wajib, this is faraz. But for them, if we see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing it, it's enough for us. And in reality, that is enough for a person who's got true love. He's got true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't need too much of explanation, why, how, what's the logic, what's the wisdom behind all this? That is not necessary. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do it, that is enough for me. And Hafsata radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaj'alu yameenahu li ta'amihi wa sharabihi wa thiyabihi wa yaj'alu yasarahu lima siwa dhalik, wa rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi wa ghayrihi. As Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use his right hand for eating, for drinking, wearing his clothes, and he would use his left hand for other tasks. So this is another hadith explaining the same concept, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do. We'll do more hadith as we go along, but this shows us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it this extra respect, the extra love and muhabbat we should also have. And if this is the sunnah practice of my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I want to be with him on the day of Qiyamah, one of the easy recipes is to bring every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.